You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News now here on RNIB Connect Radio about how disabled people will be at the heart of a project between Cambridge Museum and the Rowan Humberstone Arts Centre to not only provide greater access to the museum's collection, but also putting disabled people, including blind and partially sighted people, in the driving seat of the project too. The project has been made possible by funding through the Esme Fairbairn Foundation, through the Museums Association. Alex Smerich, Engagement and Collections Manager at Cambridge Museum, joins me now to explain more about this very exciting project, which is very much in the early stages at the moment. Hello, Alex, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today.
Firstly, Alex, would you give me a brief overview to the Cambridge Museum and the items and objects that are in your collection, which in a way reflect on life in Cambridge too?
Gladly. So the Museum of Cambridge was founded in 1936, so we're creeping up towards our 90th birthday next year, which we're quite excited about. And we hold about 40,000 objects that tell the extraordinary story of the everyday people of Cambridge. And our collection ranges from Fenland rushes used for really kind of basic lighting in Fenland homes through to different versions of very classic Hoovers and very early laundry machines and mangles and the kinds of things that really tell the story of a changing way of life in Cambridgeshire, including some really fantastic Fenland objects, arts, crafts, some music history, lots about childhood, toys and games, and a really wonderful collection of oral histories and kind of bits and pieces that tell that story of Cambridge.
Wow. And how did this project come about? Because I think it may have been born out of, I think, cataloguing some of the museum's collection around disability and identity.
So this whole project really got started while we were exploring our collections through an inventory project. We were going through the museum and looking at each object in itself, giving it a really good inspection and a clean, but then also looking at its catalog record. And a catalog can include things like the name, where it's stored, who may have given it to us, when that happened, and any information or history that we know about the object. As we were cleaning this beautiful wooden carved bust of a female figure, we turned it over while cleaning it and discovered that there was an inscription on the back that hadn't been transferred over to its catalog record. And on closer inspection of this very faint description, we discovered that actually it said that the bust had been carved by someone who was disabled. And this was a piece of the catalog that had never been shared before, nothing that had ever made it into the wider kind of knowledge about it or story that had been told. And this really sparked wider investigation in our collections team and with some of our volunteers about what other objects we had that really shared that story or that experience of disability that wasn't being highlighted in our current collection or in our stories.
Wow, that sounds really exciting. And this is very much a project in partnership with the Rowan Humberstone Arts Centre, who have a client base with a wide range of disabilities, including visual impairment. How will this sort of partnership on the project work? And what do you think both organisations can, in a way, bring to the project, but also maybe learn from each other?
This partnership is, as part of the Esme Fairbairn collection, a really open and intentionally collaborative partnership. So right from the very beginning, we're defining what our goals and what really success looks like for us in this. And that means we're working really close with the team at Rowan Humberstone, and we're asking them about what kinds of things that they would like their artists to get out of this project, how people might like to feel working with us and working with the museum, and what they might like to really engage with being in the driver's seat of their local history. So we anticipate this partnership, you know, it's going to take 2 years. This whole project is funded for 2 years. It's going to take on lots of different forms, from maybe working together to do a potential exhibition, to learning from the lived experience of their artists and their practitioners and everyone working at Rowan about how the museum and the museum staff can help to support our visitors who have experience of disability, but also just making sure that we're taking the time to really investigate our objects and bring as many people into that kind of curatorial mindset as possible. And for us, it's quite exciting. And, you know, the whole point of this fund is to really, really work with our communities and work collaboratively to celebrate and investigate these collections. So lots and lots of opportunity to ask kind of big open questions. And we're pretty excited just to kind of see where it takes us over the next few months.
And as well as working with the Rowan Humberstone Arts Centre, you are very keen, Alex, for blind and partially sighted people to get involved in the project to live in and around Cambridge. What sort of things might you be looking for from blind and partially sighted people to get involved in the project and input on the project too?
We're really hoping that we'll be able to open up some feedback and ways to consult with the museum about our visitor experience and how people who are blind or partially sighted might experience visiting the museum building, which not only houses our collection and tells the story of Cambridge, but also is a 16th century timber frame building with crickety stairs and creaky floorboards. So finding ways that people who are blind and partially sighted to maybe go on a tour and support us with our visitor experience, or feedback really openly to us about how we might be able to work together now and in the future. So we're hoping that there'll be lots of different ways to kind of participate, and all of those will be updated on the project page on our website.
And I know this is very much early stages of the project, but what sort of changes might you like to see at the end of the project around access to Cambridge Museum for disabled people, and how blind and partially sighted people might interact with the museum's collection and other services?
That's the question that really is kind of driving us forward right now, is what is it that we actually want to see? And part of the answer to that question is it's not necessarily up to me necessarily what it is that we want to see inside the museum or the exact changes, but we know we really want to address how fundamentally inaccessible the museum's building is. Like I said, it has narrow stairs and uneven floors, and that makes it really tricky for people to visit and engage with the story because they're kind of concerned about how they may access a building. So we would really like to see a way where we're able to support our visitors more to be able to access all the different parts of the museum's experience, right from the welcome on the front desk to kind of visiting the whole building, be it in a virtual space, be it in a physical space, or be it in a way that kind of makes most sense for them and their access needs. And we'd also like to see more people engaging with the museum and really finding that they are completely allowed to, you know, be and explore and truly be curious about their history, because we would like the museum to be a place for everyone and their incredible stories in Cambridge.
I suppose that burning question, Alex, if blind and partially sighted people would like to get involved in the project or share their past, present and future thoughts around access at Cambridge Museum, how can they get involved in the project and maybe help to shape the future around access at Cambridge Museum?
At this stage, we have access through our email or kind of phone lines. We'll be looking at how we can open up wider access, possibly through online surveys or kind of group tours. So we're hoping to reach out to a few groups within Cambridge and organize some direct ways of visiting the museum, possibly on some guided walks or guided tours, and then having some really open channels of feedback. So I would say keep a hold of the Museum of Cambridge's website or get in touch with us for more information as we really start to put some dates in the diary and get our plans moving through the next few months.
And what is that website where people can find out more and get involved?
You can find us on www.museumofcambridge.org.uk.
Well, we'll be keeping a keen eye on progress of this project at Cambridge Museum and hope to maybe catch up with you, Alex, again. But thank you so much indeed for chatting with me here on R&IB Connect Radio and telling me more about this fantastic project with the Rowan Humberstone Arts Centre around access at Cambridge Museum.
Thank you so much.